You're listening to SBS News.
In the picturesque surrounds of Swan Hill in Victoria, Ali, who wishes to remain anonymous on his lawyer's advice, has been waiting for more than a decade to reunite with his wife and seven children.
This is my request from the government. Enough is enough. What is my sin? What is my fault? Whatever we had, we gave it to you. And whatever you asked, we gave it to you.
The 65-year-old fled the war in Afghanistan, arriving initially to Pakistan in 2000 before reaching Australian shores in 2009. He was found to be a refugee, but like thousands who arrived here by boat, immigration rule changes mean his family reunification application has been languishing at the bottom of the queue.
Why? What is our sin? What is the sin of my children?
In 2013, the then Labor government changed the law to exclude people who arrived by boat from sponsoring their families to join them under Australia's humanitarian program. The coalition government, a year later, introduced a ministerial directive which meant all permanent residents who are boat arrivals would be given the lowest processing priority for family visas. Paul Power from the Refugee Council of Australia says the denial of family reunion to refugees because of their mode of arrival is cruel and unnecessary.
This is a shocking punishment for the people involved. These are people who are part of Australian society. They're doing their best to get on with life here. But it's very difficult for people to be able to do that as effectively as they'd like to when members of their immediate family are still stuck in situations of danger.
The rule means that a boat arrival's family application will be considered the lowest priority unless you can either obtain Australian citizenship or be granted an exemption of compelling reasons for them to move up the priority order. Ali's citizenship application has faced multiple delays, and while his family's visa applications were granted an exemption 3 years ago, he's still waiting. Leah Perkins, who is the lawyer acting for Ali, says she's baffled as to why nothing has been actioned since.
It's inherently unfair that people that have been forced to flee wars and the Taliban are being discriminated against because of the way that they arrived on Australian shores, whereas someone else who arrived in Australia on a plane is waiting 1 or 2 years for their family.
In a statement, the Home Affairs Department told SBS News high demand for partner visas, the quality and completeness of applications, applicants' responsiveness to requests for information, and the complexity involved in assessing genuineness, character, health and security requirements can influence the time taken to finalise each individual case. And the family migration program is global and non-discriminatory. Ali still holds hope that the day will come when he can finally hold his family on Australian soil.
I want them to serve for this country. I will be alive for 1 or 2 more years, but my children will benefit this country.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.